T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's this report that when the Clippers were angling for Kawhi Leonard, they talked to him about some players that he would like to play with. And obviously he mentioned Paul George, who he's now with at the Clippers. He also mentioned James Harden, who the Clippers reportedly, at least explore the option of maybe trading for him. And so, Clinton, I want to have a discussion with y'all at 713-572-4610. You know, they got 7 draft assets, did the Oklahoma City Thunder for Paul George. And they got Danilo Gallinari, and they got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, a terrific young point guard, lottery pick 2 years ago. Like, if you're a Harden hater or critic, would you have jumped at that offer and moved James Harden to the L.A. Clippers? I want to talk about it. Clint, let's go.
No, I'm not a Harden hater, contrary to popular belief. I'm critical of Harden relative to, I love what you do. I know why ownership loves what you do, because you sell tickets, baby. You're sexy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I see. I get it. I love it. I watch it. I want to go to games to see James Harden score at will, effortlessly do ridiculously athletic things. But I've been critical about, will that win championships? Will the dribble, dribble, dribble until the clock gets to 5 and you hope a defender doesn't get a fingertip on the ball? You hope he doesn't get up underneath you so you can't get a shot off? Is that going to win championships? I've been real critical of that, absolutely. With that said, there is absolutely no way in hell I'm letting James Harden go for that load. That was a nice load now. That was a nice load, but there's no way in hell, coming off of the success, which, again, I've been critical of the success because it wasn't enough, but no way in hell do I let James Harden get out of town unless I'm getting another top 10 player for him. That I don't care how much draft, how many draft picks, I don't care how many second and third tier players you're bringing to the table. James Harden is a rocket until you put something on the table that I absolutely cannot resist, and my city will absolutely love when the news breaks.
So, and I'm with you, Clint, 100%. So it's the tenor of your organization dictates this stuff. The Oklahoma City Thunder, in the trade for Paul George, as I said, got 7 draft assets. Here's what they got. They got 4 unprotected first-round picks. 4 unprotected first-round picks. That might be unprecedented. They also get a protected first-round pick. The Thunder also get 2 pick swaps, which is the new way that
Explain to me the difference between protected and unprotected.
All right, so an unprotected first-round pick means no matter where the Clippers finish in the standings, the Thunder get that pick. So if the Clippers suck all of a sudden, have the worst record in the league, and they have the number 1 overall pick,
right,
that goes to Oklahoma City. Now, a protected first-round pick is you'll put lottery protection on it a lot of times. If we sink down to the lottery and that's a lottery pick, we keep it. You don't get that one. So that's protecting a pick. The pick swaps, Clint, are a way that shrewd NBA general managers are getting around the rule that you cannot trade first-round picks in back-to-back years. That's why you see they traded it in 2019, 2021, 2023, because you've got to skip every other year. So they will give pick swaps in those middle years. And the pick swap essentially is the same as a pick. So I'm picking 28th. And your pick is 13th. I want to swap. I want to go from 28 to 13, right?
Right.
So essentially they are getting that first round pick. So it's like it's a loophole.
It.
It's a way to get around it.
Got you.
But they got 7 draft assets and Gallinari and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. It's a boatload of assets for Paul George. I think OKC did right in taking that deal when you knew that Paul George wanted to go. But what are you going to do? You got to make lemonade out of lemons, right? You got to do the best you can.
Rick, but
my point is, Clint,
Paul George,
the Rockets, I would too. I would definitely give all that up for Paul George. I'm just saying, for the Thunder, I don't know. I don't remember ever seeing a trade where a team, even a blockbuster, where a team got 7 draft assets.
Gotcha.
I do believe that that's an NBA record. Now, for the Rockets, look, OKC, when what I've heard is that they were going to give it one more shot with the group that they had. And if they fell short, they were going to blow it up. Maybe let go of their coach, maybe trade, you know, George and Westbrook and all that stuff. Well, Kawhi Leonard going to Paul George and saying, come on, bro. And then Paul George going to the Thunder and saying, get me out of here to L.A., that accelerated the process for the Thunder to the point where they then traded Russell Westbrook here. But the point is, the Rockets aren't thinking that way. They're a fast lane team, like the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, right?
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Like the Astros. I mean, the Astros are a fast lane team. They are in it to win a championship. Anything else sucks and is a major disappointment. So it's the tenor of the team. And so if I have James Harden, I'm guaranteed of winning 50-plus games every single year. Oh, and now I have Westbrook, and now I'm going to be at the 60-win plateau again, I think. So it's just the difference in the organizations and how they're looking at it in terms of, yeah, OKC really didn't have a choice, but the Rockets did. And they're like, yeah, that's whatever the package that was offered for him is a hell of a package, but we're not interested. We're not trading this guy. We're trying to win a championship with him.
Absolutely. And that's the reason you use the word tenor of the organization, tenor of the team, and that's the mode the Rockets are in, right? That would be a huge neon sign flashing saying we're starting over.
We're tanking,
we're starting over. And you know those season tickets you bought, they ain't gonna be worth the damn. You ain't gonna be able to give them away. You know, you ain't gonna be able to give them away in the city. So no, I would never have made that trade for Harden. I mean, I wouldn't even have thought about it. I'd have hung up in their face. And then probably custom on Twitter on the back end.
No, dog custom, right?
Dog custom, however you want to say it. Yeah, they'd have caught a tongue lashing on Twitter, baby.
All right, Baytown Badass, with your blue collar charm. Give me what does dog cuss mean? Like in, you know,
you ain't never cursed a dog. Your dog ain't never messed on the floor and you stepped on it and you looked down and you just did everything butt beating, like just you sorry.
I needed that. I didn't know that. I'm a northerner. By way of Atlanta, coming down here to the deep south at Houston. So I needed the translation. I totally get it. We have a 10-pound pug. She's gorgeous. Her name is Shakti. And but, you know, we're still potty training her. And there was one day. It was a 2-gig day. I had NBA TV. I had my radio show in Atlanta. Busy, hustle, bustle, the whole thing. I stepped in poop not once but twice.
Yeah, you dog cussed her.
So I dog cussed her that day. Now,
see, the difference between me and you.
I didn't, you know, there was no abuse going on. I love this little dog. But and my wife, Charity, was like, are you serious right now? I'm like, what do you mean? Am I serious right now? I have stepped in poop not once but twice in the same day. I'm going to dog cuss this dog.
Look, when you give the pup a dog cussing, that's what the wife's supposed to say. It's like, hey, are you serious right now? Am I next? Like, am I next? No. I had a dog. Here's the difference between me and you. Is I'd a dog cuss that little sucker on the first one. You gave him two shots. I'd a dog cuss him on the first one. Now, a pup in training, if it had been a busy day,
I didn't dog cuss her on the first one. I'm like, all right, she's a puppy. This is what happened. Hey, but then twice in the same day, I had like a minor meltdown.
Wait till it hits about 10 years old and you step on it. That's when you really, like, you shouldn't have done that, man. You know damn good and well you shouldn't have done. It's like the difference between a teenager, like, mouthing off and saying something and pissing you off. Like, it's a young, dumb kid. He don't get it, man. You got some growing up to do. I'm going to save you this ass whooping right now. I'm going to talk to you about it. Whereas if it's a grown man, you just punch him right in the nose. Like that's how it's sometimes if it's an old just dog that knows better, he ain't messed in the house in 10 years, and all of a sudden you catch a bomb between your toes at about 2 a.m. when you're going to the toilet, you got a dog cuss him. You got to let him have it now.
So we had this dog named Versailles. He's now in dog heaven, but I screwed up. I locked him in our bedroom door.
Where are you coming up with these names, man? What's this one's name, the one you got now?
Charity has named both of these.
Now, don't blame it on the wife.
No,
what's the name?
Shakti.
Shakti, and what's
S-H-A-K-T-I,
the other one?
S-H-A-K-T-I, and Versailles is in, like, you know, in Paris, Versailles. I don't know.
Yeah. Where's your wife from?
She's from Birmingham, Alabama, born in Arizona, and parts unknown.
Well-traveled.
Yeah, okay. Well-traveled. But we had this dog named Versailles, about an 80-pound American bulldog. I inadvertently locked him in the bedroom, right? And went to work and just left him in there.
He
tore everything up and he peed on my pillow.
Yeah, he knew.
And this
he
was a mature dog.
Right.
So he knew right from wrong, but he was, oh, hell no. And he peed on my pillow, and my wife Charity laughs about it to this day.
Did you dog cuss him?
I didn't because I screwed up.
You softer than hot butter.
I mean, he was
Ricky, you softer than hot butter. He was chewing, cussed the hell out of him.
He was chewing the wood on the wall. Oh, man, he tore
baseboards, pillow.
He tore it up, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.